Welcome to the Centennial College podcast series, PR Shaping the Future. Join our team of postgrad students from the Centennial College Public Relations and Corporate Communications program who have partnered with the Canadian Council of Public Relations Firms to explore diversity and inclusiveness in the PR industry. This will be the third episode of a three-part series where we interview diverse BIPOC individuals who have been making impacts in the world of public relations and communications. My name is Daniela, and today I will be interviewing the founder and CEO of Breakfast Culture, Jefferson Darrell. He will be explaining a little bit about breakfast culture, what PR is, and what skills you need to be a successful PR practitioner. So my first question for you today is just let's start at the beginning. So how did you end up in PR as a young adult? What raw skills did you have that made you gravitate towards a career in PR?
How much time do you have? my background, I went to school for applied science. So my first degree is in applied science and chemical engineering. Ironically, I was actually part of a PR campaign that got me into STEM. And my cousin, who was a marine biologist, and I was bombarded with messages of STEM, 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 get into science, technology, engineering, math. But my cousin said to me, hey, who's going to get the job when you graduate? The English major or the engineering major? I'm like, well, the engineering major. Exactly. So I went into engineering. For fun, while I was in engineering, I was the PR director at the Engineering Student Society. I was editing the student newspaper, the engineering student newspaper. Before I did that, I actually took over, we called it the Engine Newsletter. Basically, it was a weekly one page, 8.5 by 11. This is back in the days of paper. And then I would get people to go to the lectures and we would actually write reviews of the lectures as if they were rock concerts. Uh-huh. So it was kind of fun. And so I quadrupled the circulation. Public relations kept coming up and I read what PR people did and I thought, oh. So it was my fourth year before I realized I want to get into PR. And then I found the Humber College PR program. It was a postgraduate program. You had a degree. It was only 1 year. I remember going in with my portfolio, not realizing how strong my portfolio was at that time because I already was a graphic design assistant. I was doing writing. I had clippings under my belt. I was a star student in terms of what they were looking for at that time.
That's amazing. Can you explain to our listeners what breakfast culture is? Like, what led you to create breakfast culture?
Sure. So breakfast culture is actually a rebranding and repositioning of my former side hustle. So I used to run a very boutique agency called Jefferson Darrell and Associates. Standard public relations work. I'd say about just over 10 years ago now, I hit a glass ceiling in my career. I was moving into the senior ranks of PR. For me, the turning point was when I went to meet with Lisa Kimmel, who is the current president and CEO of Edelman Canada. And we had a chat. And back then, you could not discuss diversity, inclusion, belonging, privilege, they were four-letter words everywhere, not just in the corporate world. My strategy at the time, and that was a concern of mine at the time, because I didn't see people who looked like me in senior roles. So my strategy at that time was, if the person I'm speaking with brings up diversity and inclusion, I will walk through that door. Lisa brought it up. She had very rightly pointed out how in an industry that boasts 70 to 80% women, when you hit the C-suite, that number flips. We're at 70 to 80% men in the C-suite. That's messed up. So she said, I went to find people who look like me. I went and found other women, you know, who are in senior roles, talked to them to mentor, to sponsor. So that's such a great idea. I wish I'd thought of that. Why hadn't I thought of that? It's the simplest idea in the world. It makes so much sense. I should have thought of that. They're on the 7th or 8th floor, I want to say, in that building. On the elevator ride from the 7th floor down to the ground, I'll be brutally honest, Daniela, I broke down into tears. I literally started to cry because I realized the reason why I didn't think about it, there was no one who looked like me. And that's when I started in my crusade, if you will. I would call it a crusade back then. Now I would say it's more my activism work around diversity and inclusion and representation. So I started educating myself, studying about this. The organization I was working in at the time was a government agency. And again, there were issues of anti-Black racism where I was. There were issues of homophobia as well. And I started to educate myself. And then I took JDA, Jefferson Darrell Associates, and I wanted to create an organization that would help people, help workplace cultures, because I didn't want anyone to go through what I went through. So Breakfast Culture now works at the intersection of marketing communications and diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. So we work to cultivate very diverse and inclusive workplace cultures where everyone feels a sense of belonging.
So along this journey, what experiences led you to focus solely on diversity, equity, and inclusion at work in the industry?
So my last employer, many, many issues happened at my last employer. I was there for 8 years. I always say I was there 7 years too long. Monday mornings, 3 a.m., like clockwork, I would always wake up in my bed in a cold sweat, dreading going into work the next day. So my department, the marketing communications department, there were four of us who reported into a director of communications. I was the only racialized person. A white person left and another black person came on board. I had been there 8 years now. I was the most senior in terms of time seniority within the organization, but also in my career. A brand new policy came down from the director where she said, from now on, I'm going to change the names to protect people's here, but I'll keep my own name. From now on, Rachel's work will be reviewed by Amanda. Amanda was white, Rachel was black. Jefferson's work will be reviewed by Victoria. Jefferson's black, Victoria is white. Here's the thing about Victoria. She had just graduated maybe 2 years ago from journalism school. And before this policy came out, my manager had asked me to have Victoria take a look at a news release that I wrote. I was a media relations officer there. They were the writer editor. And they even looked at it and said, look, I don't really know how to comment because I don't know how to write a news release. I've never really written a news release. And here I am teaching her how to write a news release, yet now she is being asked to review my work. This is exactly what I said. The white people have to review the black people's work before management will look at it. The management team there was entirely white. It was told to racialized peoples, you will not get into management even if you want to and you're qualified because you are not white. But I mean, I don't want other peoples to have to go through this, whether they're women, whether they're racialized, whether they're queer, whether they're on the disability spectrum. That's really what motivates me for this work.
Such an amazing story, and it's so inspiring. And you do amazing diversity, equity, and inclusion focused work at Breakfast Culture. So we want to know, what are some of the PR campaigns you're most proud of and ones you've created which have this like a strong social impact?
To mine is the Step Forward project that we created for Ontario AIDS Network. Basically, we want to examine the fact that anti-racism work, anti-oppression work, especially anti-Black racism and anti-Indigenous racism, is HIV AIDS work. So what we did was we brought together a speaker series, five different racialized speakers, Black and Indigenous, to talk about various aspects of anti-Black racism, anti-Indigenous racism. And the goal was to spark this uncomfortable, difficult conversation. The speaker series, we partnered with Kundwani Masai of 54 Lights. We brought basically a podcast, and he would meet with all the speakers afterwards and develop a podcast. The speaker series, that was one aspect. You could go listen to the podcast. Once all that was done and the podcast was ready to go out, we sent a newsletter. That was the third aspect. The fourth aspect, my team got together and we came up with them. We researched a number of different best practices for anti-Black racism, anti-Indigenous racism, especially as it relates to HIV/AIDS. As I said, there were about 600 people in the sector. If this newsletter from an initial mailing list of just over 60 people, 60, if this got shared with 600 plus people, we considered a success because that means...
Yeah.
We pretty much saturated the sector. It got shared with over 6,900 people.
We have a lot of aspiring public relations professionals tuning into this podcast. So what advice would you give them? Like, what steps should they take to break into the industry?
Curiosity. Be curious. I'm the industry liaison for the Humber College PR program.
Okay.
And so through that, it's funny, I get a lot of questions from my students. I actually set up a little Facebook group. I call it my little PR flat group. They're basically just my friends and colleagues who work in PR. The top three skills, most of them stated, was again, number one was curiosity. Like, be curious. They like to look for people who are just curious in general about the world, about what they're working on. Writing was a really big skill as well.
Yeah.
And then a desire to learn.
We have come to the end of our segment and would like to thank Jefferson Darrell for being on our podcast today and sharing more about Breakfast Culture, his story, and some insight on the PR industry. Make sure to follow Breakfast Culture on both Instagram and Twitter. This is Daniela, and this is PR Shaping the Future, presented by Centennial College's Public Relations Corporate Communications Program, partnered with the Canadian Council of Public Relations Firms. Thank you for joining us.